It is Monday, June 25th, 2012. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Iti Agnihotri Madholkar.
And I'm Kyle Kellums. The 14th annual KUAF Summer Jazz Series welcomes jazz pianist Aaron Goldberg and trio to Walton Arts Center's Star Theater Saturday night at 8. This New York City pianist and composer has spent the last 12 years touring with the likes of Wynton Marsalis, the Lincoln Center Jazz Orchestra, and Joshua Redman. Tickets, including limited cabaret seating, available at 442-5600 or waltonartcenter.org.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, we meet another University of Arkansas athlete who is trying out for the 2012 U.S. Summer Olympics team. And a team of Romanian doctors visit Northwest Arkansas to learn more about breast cancer diagnosis and prevention. Also on the show today, a preview of the last concert in the KUAF Fulbright Summer Chamber Music Festival.
First, Arkansas's execution law has been struck down and declared unconstitutional by the Arkansas Supreme Court. The law from 2009, which regulated execution policies, permitted the director of the Arkansas Department of Correction to choose the chemicals used in lethal injections. 10 death row inmates filed suit claiming the law was a violation of the separation of powers doctrine. And last week, the state's high court agreed. David Ricard, the president of the Arkansas Coalition to Abolish the Death Penalty, says he's pleased with the decision.
There's something in that legislation that said, were this invalidated, we would revert to using the electrocution. We'd like to see the death penalty abolished, but anything that can be done to keep the guys that are on the row alive is always a good thing.
In response to the ruling, the Arkansas Attorney General's office issued a written statement saying it respects the court's determination in the matter and will begin discussing its next move.
Arkansas agriculture has always been a staple in the state's history and economy, but dry conditions have prevented proper growth and care for new and existing crops. As a result, many farmers are out of work and unable to turn a profit. However, Arkansas Governor Mike Beebe says that he is attempting to ease this problem. Since 80% of the state is now in a severe drought, Beebe has requested a disaster determination from the U.S. Secretary of Agriculture for 13 Arkansas counties. This will provide farmers with emergency loans to restart their most crucial operations. In addition to this request, Beebe believes other factors are helping in the slow process of crop regeneration.
Farmland values are rising. The Arkansas Century Farm Program is giving special recognition to families who have worked in agriculture for generations in our state. And even in the ever-changing business of farming, Arkansas remains constant in our unwavering commitment to agriculture, part of the economic backbone of our state.
Though federal budget cuts have become popular in Washington, Beebe and the Arkansas Department of Agriculture are campaigning to restructure funding for farmers who need it most.
Today is the final day for early voting in Bentonville regarding a proposed 6.7 millage increase that, if approved, would provide funds for a second high school. Polls will be open throughout the school district tomorrow for the official election day. If approved, the second high school would accommodate 2,000 students and be built in Centerton, which is inside the Bentonville School District.
The Fort Smith City Clerk is being honored as the best in the state. The Arkansas Municipal League named Fort Smith City Clerk Sherry Gard its Municipal Clerk of the Year for 2012. She served in the role for a year and a half and was assistant city clerk for 14 years.
Former Arkansas Razorback Tyson Gay is heading to the London Olympics. He finished second in the 100 meters at the U.S. Olympic trials yesterday in Eugene, Oregon. Justin Gatlin, the Olympic gold medalist in the 2004 games, finished first in that race. Saturday, current Razorback Kevin Lazis finished in the upper half of the field, eighth in the decathlon. The top three in that event qualified for the London Olympics. Another current Razorback profiled on Ozarks at Large last week, Stephanie Brown, finished eighth in her heat in the 800 meters, but did not advance to the semifinals for that event. Still another current Arkansas track and field athlete we talked to last week, Andrew Irwin, is scheduled to begin his quest to be added to the U.S. team in the pole vault later today.
And about the weather, this morning I spoke with Mike Teague, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Tulsa, to find out how the next few days are going to look like in our listening area.
Today's temperatures for that area, for far northeast Oklahoma and northwest Arkansas, are generally going to be right around 100 degrees. I mean, it might be 99, might be 101, but that's pretty much the forecast for today with a gradual increase in those temperatures for the next several days past today. Tomorrow, Tuesday in that area, looking at temperatures maybe a degree warmer, something like that, and staying about that for a couple of days. So, you know, kind of creeping up and then topping off about 100 to 101. Really not a lot of change. You know, the big story is just going to stay hot without a lot of change. No cool weather in sight.
So are these comparable to temperatures normally around this time of the year compared to last year or the year before?
The normal temperatures for Fayetteville today are 86 for a high temperature and 65 for a low temperature. So as you can see, quite a bit above normal right now. And that's just going to be the trend here for at least the next week to maybe even 10 days as a large area of high pressure kind of just stays over us without anything to move it out of the way, so that just spells hot weather.
Would you call this a heat wave?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's much above normal, so it may be maybe the start of a heat wave for sure. We'll just see how that plays out. But certainly the position of this high pressure system that's controlling the weather and producing this extremely hot weather is fairly similar to the location that it was last year. So we'll see. You know, conditions are kind of the same and maybe shaping up that way.
So what are some safety tips that we should keep in mind?
Well, exposure to direct sunlight, limit your time outdoors. Obviously, if you're going to be outdoors, if you have to be outdoors, drink lots of water. Light-colored clothing, you know, something on your head to keep the sun off your head, that type of stuff. But the biggest thing is just, you know, take breaks, limit your time outdoors, or at least limit your time in the direct sunlight.
Is there anything else, Mike, that we need to know that might be of help to our listeners?
Well, just keep in mind that, you know, this is, you know, we're kind of ramping up towards the hottest weather we've seen, and until you've acclimated yourself to it, it may be, you know, more dangerous until you've had a chance to build up that time in the sun and acclimate your body. So just take it easy, drink lots of water, and try to stay in the shade and the air conditioning.
Mike Teague is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Tulsa.